Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, January 11th, 2013, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. Our 2012 through 2016 contract provides us with a new option to participate in a Roth 401k supplemental contribution plan. The Roth 401k options allows you to contribute to your 401k plan account on an after-tax basis and provides for future tax-free withdrawals of your contributions and any associated investment earning as long as certain withdrawal requirements are met. For more information, please visit our website. The company will be offering 30-day A&P for the February schedule month, that's January 31st through March 1st of 2013. The amount and locations have not yet been determined. If you are interested in 30-day A&P for the February schedule month, you must have your request on file through Unimatic DSP FAI by 0800 Central Time on Tuesday, January 15, 2013. Keep in mind, if you are awarded 30-day A&P directly touching, that is, immediately joining, another period of 30-day A&P or single day of A&P without at least one day off in between the periods of A&P, your benefits may be affected. We encourage you to review and remove any requests for which you no longer have an interest. Following the initial award, the company reviews manpower requirements and may award additional 30-day A&P before the start of the scheduled month. When requesting any time off, we encourage you to fully review any and all available information and ask questions about anything that is unclear. Should you have additional questions, please contact your local council office. Management approached AFA to consider a new crossover program identical to the one last year. This week, the United Master Executive Council met to consider and review management's crossover proposal to determine the impact on United flight attendants. After considerable deliberation, the MEC voted not to accept management's proposal. The MEC directed MEC President Greg Davidovich to reject the crossover program. The MEC also directed the MEC President to engage in a discussion with United Management on an early out to reduce the overage of flight attendants the company has identified. President Obama has proclaimed January as National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month to recognize the vital role we can all play in eliminating all forms of human trafficking. As we begin a new year, we also mark the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, a powerful reminder to rededicate ourselves to bringing an end to slavery and human trafficking. Every year, millions of men, women, and children are trafficked in countries around the world, including the United States. Human trafficking is the illegal trade of human beings for the purposes of commercial sexual exploitation or forced labor, and unfortunately, it is a lucrative industry. It has been identified as the fastest-growing criminal industry in the world and is second only to drug trafficking as the most profitable illegal business in the world. To learn more about human trafficking, how to identify victims, and report suspected cases of human trafficking, please visit the link on our website. The 113th Congress has begun, and if we expect this Congress to be any different from the last, we need real change. The U.S. Senate's outdated rules provide multiple opportunities for obstructionists to block legislation without any debate and require a supermajority to pass nearly any legislation or confirm any nominee. Our own family and medical leave bill was needlessly held up from coming to the Senate floor by a vote by one senator who had unfounded concerns about the legislation. This senator put an anonymous hold on our legislation for months. Unnecessary obstructions like this stifle real discussion and debate and prevent the Senate from passing important legislation. Whereas senators once resorted to filibustering on rare occasions and in exceptional instances of intense opposition, rampant obstruction has now become standard operating procedure in today's Senate. AFA is part of Fix the Senate Now, a large coalition urging the Senate to adopt new procedural rules enabling real debate, reducing the number of opportunities a senator can filibuster the same bill, expediting the confirmation process for presidential appointments and judicial nominees, and requiring public disclosure of a senator's objection to a bill. Our window of opportunity to change Senate rules is limited. The Senate can set its rules by a majority vote at the start of a new session. Senators Jeff Merkley of Oregon, Tom Udall of New Mexico, and Tom Harkin of Iowa are leading the charge and have introduced Senate Resolution 4 and Senate Resolution 6. If adopted, these resolutions will reduce opportunities for obstruction while preserving the minority's ability to engage in a real talking filibuster. We need to help build co-sponsors for these bills. Reforming the filibuster would return the Senate to a body of discussion and debate. Requiring filibustering senators to speak publicly would also ensure that senators who block actions do so only when truly appropriate and within public eye. Senators can currently secretly block bills from being considered. Between now and January 22, 2013, we must solidify support for the strongest possible package of reforms, the reforms that are part of Senate Resolutions 4 and 6. We are urging you and your family to contact your two senators to co-sponsor Senate Resolution 4 and Senate Resolution 6. We encourage you to call your senators today to urge them to support Senate rules reform. See the sample script. And on our website, call 1-888-966-9836 or text Rules Reform or Fix the Senate to 69866 and then ask your friends to join you. Senate officers are open from 8:30 a.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To read the letter United Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich sent to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, please visit our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.